everyone who's probably still at home. We're coming to you from opposite sides of the basement still, because someone's a little bit of a germaphobe, but now also over the phone, because then my germs are going directly into the phone instead of across the room. And I don't think that's how germs work, but apparently I'm not a scientist, so I don't get to say anything. Anyway.
It's for your own safety. It's for your safety.
Blah, 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 blah. Introduce yourself to the people.
I'm Elt. And I am practicing safe practices for safety practices reasons.
We live in the same house. I don't really understand how this works.
And we never see sunshine. Is there such a thing? I've heard of sunshine. I don't know. I've seen it. I've seen it once in a movie.
Oh, I read about it in a book.
Oh, okay. So maybe it does exist.
Maybe. Today we're going to talk about Serpent and Dovetail by Shelby Mahulin. We've given it for violence. 3, language 4, and romance, like a 50,000 plus. You want to explain what's going on here, Elf?
Yeah, it's actually called Serpent and Dove, and I added the tail because it was a dovetail of a book, and I don't know why it's young adult, and I told Emily, instead of throwing the book at her, I actually was going to throw it in the trash, even though that is against all my principles for books, because I know what goes into writing a book and how hard authors and all the people involved in a book work on it. So instead what I did is I returned it. This is actually one of the few books I bought from Amazon. I don't usually buy books from Amazon. I buy from Barnes & Noble or support your indie bookstores, everyone. Support bookstores. Amazon doesn't count as a bookstore. We're not going to get into that now. That's for a rant for another day. But I returned it to Amazon and checked it off as a defective product because this is not a young adult book. And even though Barnes & Noble for some reason picked it for their young adult book club, I didn't even let Emily read it. I said, Emily, there's this book and you're not allowed and you can't read it. Just don't read it because it is just so not okay for teenagers. And so I'm getting worked up here. It's so not okay. Okay, here we go. So basically in this story, so you have this group of people who hunt down witches. Okay. So you have the main character is this witch, whatever her name is, they call her Lou. Then you have like the head of this witch hunting people, and his name is Reed, okay? I can't even tell you what happens in the end. I didn't finish the book. It's just so terrible. So blah, 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 all this stuff going on. And somehow it comes about that in order to protect Lou for some blah, blah, blah reason, who cares? So Reed has to marry her because he's going to protect her, okay? They're kind of forced into this marriage situation. Now, this is one of these enemies to lovers kind of situations. So blah, 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 blah. Eventually they're going to fall in love. Now, number one, so the violence you have, because there's killing that goes on, people want to kill Lou because she's a witch, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know if I've said that enough. The language, there's F-bombs, and I don't understand why when you're making up a world, you can't make up a language also. And I don't care if the words that the characters use are like the worst words for your made-up language, but when there's F-bombs in this made-up world, first of all, it pulls me from the universe. Tell me if I'm wrong, Emily. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yes. I got a little bit, but sometimes when you rant, I just kind of shut down because you rant a lot.
Okay, and granted, you have heard the rant before, but I'm just saying that if you're making up a world, make up a language, and I don't care what your words and language mean, it's meaningless to me, and I don't have to break all my strands of pearls over you dropping F-bombs in your made-up world.
Yes. Yeah,
especially if it's fantasy.
You broaden the appeal of the book a little bit because maybe more people will read it. Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah, it also kind of adds a certain level of depth to your world because you're making up a language to go with it. So, and it's like at the end, at one point, like Reed is like this, he's supposed to be like the button up person. So he drops an F bomb and then like Lou gets so proud of him. Like, no, don't be so proud of him. And what is also with like when they're trying to show that women are so tough and they're so great, so they make them swear more and they make them more crass. Like, what does that prove exactly? So, like, women could be, like, a man, but aren't women supposed to be better than men? So why are we trying to be like a man in order to show that we're better than men? I don't understand that.
Well, that's a rant for another day about how women's power comes from the fact that they're women and not being like men, but we can curtail that for another day because I have lots of thoughts.
Oh, well, that's good. She has lots of thoughts. Just to everyone know, Emily. No, see, well, that's why Emily's here. See, to curtail the rants that when they become not applicable. Okay, she's doing a victory dance right now. I don't know why. But that's why Emily's here, to help curtail when I get too carried away with. Because there's this book just All my pearls are broken. I need to get new pearls. I can't get pearls from Emily, though, because I don't know if she sterilized them properly. But if I see her go through the steps that I've posted for workplace safety, then maybe, maybe.
I can wash them and then put them in the middle of the basement. And if you don't touch them for, like, 24 hours, then they're probably clean.
Okay, maybe. All the pearls were broken. And especially when it came to the romance. I'm going to give this book one credit and one credit only. At least the characters are married to each other. And that is all I will have to say. Because after that, this book is supposed to be for teenagers. And teenagers, young adult means 14 to 17. I don't know about 17 because I know 17 with the R-rated films. But 14 is not the same as 17. And I would never, ever let a 14-year-old read this book. Because the romance is so off the charts. There's probably four... maybe even more than four pages. I can't even count anymore because I don't have the book anymore. I got it out of my house so fast with explicit content, very explicit content of like, this is the way you touch me. And like describing everything and like their moment they finally found love and have to sleep together, whatever. It is described in so much detail. It is so not okay. And what, even though Emily didn't read the book, I insisted we had to do a podcast on this one because A, the book exists and everyone is giving it so much praise and all these great ratings. And I wish somebody would just tell the truth about the fact that this is not for young adults. So I'm glad there's a lot of adults reading young adult, but just because it's okay for you doesn't mean it's okay for them. And I don't think it's okay for anybody, actually. It's not a Harlequin romance, okay? Why are you putting this in here? And the second point is because not only have they made it a sequel that is coming out soon and supposed to be steamier, which I don't even know what that means. So instead of four pages, it's going to be 1,400 pages? What is every single page in the book then just going to be filled with this nonsense? And they didn't just turn it... there's not just a sequel. They turned it into a trilogy. Oh my God. Why is this being turned into a trilogy? It never should have been published in the first place. Or if it has, it should not be young adult. Have you gotten my point yet that this is not for teenagers? Do not let any teenagers near this book. Please and thank you. Don't even buy it yourself. Don't support it. And I feel bad saying that because writers work so hard. But this is so, it's not for teenagers. And it upsets me so much. We'd be like, oh, because they're so mature and they're so exposed. No, they're so exposed because you guys keep putting stuff into books that is not for teenagers. Oh my God. And what if a 12-year-old is like, oh, so they're such an advanced reader. We're going to let her read it. No, not okay. I just can't even talk right now. Emily, we're going to have to go back to you on this to wrap it up.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Alice is overheating a little bit. So I'm going to go try to turn on the air conditioning to cool this place down. You think a basement would stay cool since we're underground, but... again, not a scientist. I don't know how it works. Anyway, so but just to summarize, this book is not for young adults. And that's what I got from this. Not for young adults. So if you're a young adult, don't read this. And if you're an adult, think 3 or 10 times about reading this. I'm going to go work on my air conditioning because there's smoke coming from the other side of the room. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.